Hello guys and welcome back to the discussion. Throughout our time here on the Last Pilgrimage weblog, we have tried to give you a greater insight into the journey of life. Man can learn a lot simply by knowing all that there is to know about life. Life itself yields man great knowledge. It yields man great realization, not only about himself, but about the world at large. Spirituality simply serves as a journey to reach that destination in life, the destination that mystics refer to as enlightenment. Going ahead in the same vein, today we are going to essentially discuss about something that is an inherent part of the mystery of life. Some might say that this concept in itself is a mystery that befuddles all, even to this day. Today, we are going to discuss about karma. Now, there are many who find the concept of karma to be rather obtuse. They feel it to be something that is not worthy of any significant regard. However, truth of the matter is that this very disregard towards our karma and towards our actions leads us to experience perpetual misery and grief in life. So, what is karma? Well, I would say that karma is nothing but action. It is nothing but a ripple flowing across the waters. Every single act that man commits on his part, be it physical, mental, or spiritual, sends its ripples across the cosmic energy flux. Simply put, every single act that you commit is accounted for somewhere. Man on his part likes to be impulsive and irresponsible. He on his part does not like to be bogged down by the laws that hamper his free spirit and his impulses. Thus man on his accord often fails to take into account the fact that every single of his acts are being accounted for. Man fails to take into account the fact that in the end he is going to have to pay for every single deed that he commits in his lifetime. Karma is like energy. It is energy that sticks to the soul, carrying with itself the signatures that bind it to its source. Thus every soul that takes birth into this mortal world brings with itself its own set of accumulated karma. Every soul which bears karmic ties that are bound to this physical existence must settle those unfulfilled debts through this mortal world. Thus here in the end, we find that our karmic ties are indeed those that bind us to this physical existence. Karma is essentially created out of our desires and impulses. When our unrequited desires go beyond the limit of control, we commit conscious acts in our bid to satiate them. This in turn sparks off a karmic bond with another entity that is involved in that exchange, and thus our soul becomes entwined in this recursive cycle of grief and misery. Listening to the aforementioned dissertation, many here would think that karma is indeed a grave obstacle in the path that leads to salvation. However, that is not the case. Karma remains the single most powerful medium of ascension in man's spiritual quest. Through conscious acts of selfless benevolence, man on his part can rise above the redundant and recursive human existence in a flash. Through such conscious karmic acts that are committed not for the sake of vanity or self-indulgence, but with a genuine sense of kindness and benevolence, indeed open up the gates to the immortal lands. Thus in the end, one truly realizes that the choice is entirely up to him. The human existence is both a boon and a bane. A bane, for it is cursed by the weakness of desire, and a boon, for it simply gives us an opportunity like no other, an opportunity to willfully rise above the physical existence and aspire to the final expression of undefined divinity that we call God. That is a journey that we all undertake in the end. That is a pilgrimage that we all inadvertently embark upon. That is the last pilgrimage. Take care.